Welcome to the May 27th edition of the ACT Brief. Leading us off in a new Q&A on ACT, Adrelia Allen discussed how Merck embeds diversity into clinical trial execution as standard practice rather than initiative, with accountability measured through diversity action plan performance and long-term community presence. Allen emphasized site selection intentionality, protocol design that addresses social determinants of health, and partnerships that extend well beyond recruitment, including the Let's Talk Trials campaign, which has generated over 20 million impressions in under a year. Up next, in part 4 of her video interview with ACT, Sam Hinsley discussed the early phase ESIG, a new special interest group bringing together statisticians from academia and industry to share knowledge and raise standards in early phase research design and execution. And finally, in industry news, the FDA has granted accelerated approval to Gilead's Hepcludex for chronic hepatitis delta virus, the first approved therapy for this aggressive liver disease that occurs only with hepatitis B infection. Approval was based on MYR-301 showing superior 48-week combined virologic and biochemical responses, with confirmatory data required to maintain approval. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.